Online marketing. How exactly does it work? What do you do first? What do you do now? All the things. We are going to talk about marketing made easy today, okay? I'm actually going to take you inside of the one-page, five-part marketing plan. But before we get there, let me start here and say, hey, Boss, hey, how are you today? It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sissa Sense, always excited to share things you can do to work on your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too, with strategy and intention. So, all right, Boss, this is your dose of daily direction. Let's talk about marketing and what you need to do to P-Y-O-T put yourself out there. I declare this is your season, right? But of course, in order for it to be your season, you need a reason, right? To put yourself out there. You need a plan of how you're going to do just that, which is why I created this. When it comes to marketing, I believe that it's not a chicken before the egg situation. Like, people are always like, well, when should I start marketing? Should I wait until I create this thing and I do that thing? And what's the best time to launch and all the things? I'm like, listen, okay? I do not believe in jumping on the social media scene just to be seen. When I am online and I am marketing and I am sharing and I'm putting my stuff and myself out there, to be clear, it's because I have offers to share, right? So when it comes to the five-part marketing plan, I like to start with having a specific offer. Now, there are different types of offers that I talk about. I actually have a full-blown training on marketing made easy, all the things you need to know when it comes to growing your online business and putting yourself out there. But I created the one-page marketing plan to get you started with the fundamentals of that process. And for me, five steps. Number one, offer. Number two, publish. Number three, host. Number four, share. Number five, announce. Now, I actually, again, have a variation of these, but I wanted to give you a very simple one to consider as you are trying to figure out what it is you should be doing to, again, put yourself out there. So, number one is offer, right? Start with thinking about something you want to focus on, whether it be a freebie offer that you want to present to your audience because for whatever reason you've got an amazing lead magnet and you want to market it, or maybe it is a for sale offer, something that you have available that people can purchase, right? So what are you focusing on? A for purchase, for sale offer, a freebie offer, or maybe a combination of the two. You put yourself in a position where you have a funnel of some sorts and your goal is to offer a free version of your paid version, but then simultaneously market both of those, right? Everybody's got a different marketing entry point at this point, right? Some people are just kind of like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Freebies, lead magnets, what are you talking about? What are those, right? Whereas other people are a little bit more sophisticated with the process. They understand why they need freebies. They already put one together. They have a lead magnet. They have a funnel. Again, you could be at different points in the process. And of course, if you have questions about what you need to do to progress, right, in this process, side note, you can always check in with me, email sissasense@gmail.com, or when you're on the sissasense.com website, click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. All right, just letting you know. If anything kind of goes over your head or you go, ooh, girl, whew, you talking another language to me. Is that Klingon? What is that? You could check in and let me know, okay? So, first step is to get real clear about your offer, what you're trying to put out there. What exactly are you trying to market today, this week, this month, okay? It could be you just have a focus offer for sale, or maybe you have a freebie offer. You're looking to grow your list. You want to get that lead magnet out there. Or maybe you have a combination of the two. What is your offer? Number one, step one. Step two, publish. So when I put together the Put Yourself Out There marketing plan, I actually broke down 31 ways in which you can put yourself out there. And in these 5 steps, I'm giving you 10 of them. Okay. Once you sit down and come up with some offers, there are different types of offers. Today, we're really just focused on a for sale offer versus a freebie offer. But there are a few others that I like to talk about. Once you've got that clear for yourself, then you want to start the process of publishing, right? Creating and establishing a brand online, right? For me, the heart of establishing a brand online is to start with writing articles. So when you think about what your product, your focus for sale offer is, or your freebie offer is, you should start to write article content in relation to your focus. That's to me the next natural thing. And then you can either publish those articles on social media, you can publish those articles on content hubs, which are websites where people publish content, right? And you can also publish those articles, most importantly, on your own website, specifically a blog. Me personally, I like the heart of it to start with blogs, having your own blog platform that you can write articles on, and then being able to share that same content across other platforms, right? Your social media profiles, content hubs, etc. So step 2, once you've got your offers, right, and you're ready to put them bad boys out there, you got to start publishing content. Step 3 for me is becoming a host, right? Everybody out there is looking for opportunities to be featured on other people's publications. But to me, honestly, you don't want to just kind of sit and wait. You want to create. You want to start to create your own buzz on your own brand. And as you do, other forms of media, honestly, will become more attracted to you, right? Because think about it. You're invisible. Nobody knows you. And you're kind of sitting there twiddling your thumbs waiting to get seen, right? Or maybe you're doing paid marketing and you're paying for exposure, or you're paying for PR to help you one or two. But what I like to do is talk about ways where you can get seen, get heard organically without ads and things of that nature, where you can become your best PR agent, right? Using organic content marketing. So as opposed to you just kind of fiddling your thumbs and just kind of waiting for opportunities to fall into your lap, create a space where opportunities are attracted to you because you are publishing, step 2, hosting, step 3. Now, there are different types of things that you could potentially host. For me, I like to talk about podcasts, number 1, ding, 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 creating podcast audio content like this for you. Or number 2, having your own show, right? Even before I got into podcasting, to be honest with you, I hosted my own YouTube channel, and which I still have all of these years later. And I teach and I reach people I would never have before because of the content I create on that platform. Right. And so when you have your own podcast where you have episodes or your own branded show and on, you know, you're creating video content is very big. That gives you an opportunity to get on your own soapbox, put yourself out there, connect with other people, specifically potential customers, but then also connect with media too, other platforms that want to showcase you. You showcase them. It becomes reciprocal, cross promotion, all the things. Right. Step 3 for me, host. Number four is, how can you share shareable content? Shareable things that people, number 1, want to consume, and then things that, number 2, people want to share with their people, which brings more people back to you, right? So there are different types of shareable content. I call this spilling the tea, right? We all love to sip on some good tea. So spill the teas. Some type of teas that I talk about are, number 1, tutorials. If you can put together really tiny action-oriented tutorials that are helpful to people, number 1. Number 2, sharing tips, right? A quick tip can go a long way, right? A small tip can have a big impact, okay? You know, if you give people what we call tiny quick wins, and they're able to be able to complete or actualize, accomplish a goal because of the things that you've shared, right? They'll be more inclined to want to stick around, to follow, to stay connected to you, and to share you with other people too, because they want to be of value. And sharing valuable things that you've created is a way that they can show that they're of value to others. Everybody wants to be valuable, right? It's called WWW for a reason. It's the World Wide Web because it's a web. It's interconnected. We want to be interconnected, which is why you've got to put yourself out there into the larger virtual digital conversation. And as you do that, you got to share the kind of teas that we want to see, the teas that please, right? So tutorials, tips, and teasers. Think about when you go, oh my gosh, I have to go and watch that movie. You watched a trailer, you saw a teaser, you absolutely loved it, right? I always say give people an opportunity to try, and if they like it, they'll go and buy, right? Try a little, buy more. So you've got to explore different ways that you can create teaser content that get people just visually excited about staying connected to you and tapping into either the things that you do or the things that you offer, whether those things be for free or for purchase, right? That's why your offers are at step one. So for me, when it comes to shareable content, when it comes to teasers, a really good example of that are reels, micro video content, you know, content that is under 10 minutes and in many cases between, you know, I would say 10 seconds to on average 90 seconds. That's like an average short micro reel, right? But some can be a little bit longer. That is a good example of teaser content. People watch it. If you're doing your due diligence, you're doing what you need to do, they want to stay connected to you. They want to follow you. They want to take advantage and purchase the things that you say, the things that you do, the things that you sell to. Step four, what are you going to share? Step five, announcements. What are you going to consistently put out there? The thing is that when you start to market, you begin to attract followers. And in order to keep those followers and attract even more followers, you have to get into a space where you are consistently sharing announcements, right? You are attracting new people and you're keeping your existing customers happy. I call this the true objective. Build your list, right? Attract new customers and then keep your existing customers happy and coming back for more. One, two, three. In order for you to be able to do those things, one way that I intentionally and successfully do that is to consistently share announcements. Now, there are different types of announcements that you can share for this particular marketing one-page plan. By the way, I don't know if you've seen this, but you can actually go over to scissorsense.com/OPMP and download the OPMP one-page marketing plan. So if you were to go to SistaSense, that's me, SistaSense.com/OPMP, you'd be able to see, download, and take advantage of this that I'm sharing with you right here, which is the OPMP one-page marketing plan. It's a really good taste, a really good look into it's a really good look into the put yourself out there full-blown marketing plan that I have available over at scissorsense.com/PYOT, okay? This is an opportunity for me to basically walk you through it, and then you can go and print out the one-page plan and start to work through what it is that you are trying to do, right? So again, there are different types of announcements. Two in particular is you just being able to announce maybe a new promotion that you have happening right now, or be able to announce a project that you're working on right now. Okay, that's something that you could potentially do. You can share with your audience, here's something new that I've put together. So again, for me, there are different types of announcements that I strategically share, but promotions or projects, those are two. So let's just quickly run through the five parts that I've shared with you thus far. There's actually another good one, but those are in the full plan. We're just going to focus on this one today. Okay. You start with your offers, focus freebies, publishing articles, hosting either a podcast, a show, or maybe you've got time to host both, sharing content, spilling the teas, like tutorials, tips, and teasers, and also intentionally, consistently, regularly posting things like promotions or different projects that you're working on. So you're creating these engaging conversations, you're keeping people in the loop, they're checking in with you, you're checking in with them, all the things, right? So as I mentioned before, there are 31 ways that I've identified that you can realistically get into the habit of putting yourself out there without feeling overwhelmed or confused or like things are overly techy for you. These are a few of those to get started. So definitely go over to SusanSess.com/OPMP so you can see, download, and actually start working within the one-page marketing plan. This is an opportunity for you to really get clear about your goals and your marketing objectives, whether it be promoting offers, building your list, growing your following, generating sales, or just working on engagement, being able to identify what you want to do and what you are going to do, not just what you want to do, but what you're actually going to do to move the needle. So this one-page marketing plan is absolutely beautiful. It's got all the colors because I'm all about my colors. Bright, vibrant, number one, but of course, number two, more importantly, it's identified for you where and when you need to get the things done. So you have space in there to just kind of write out those steps of what you want to work on, number one. And then number two, where you're going to put these things, right? Have you scheduled them? Have you published them? Are you going to put it on your blog, YouTube? Are you going to go live, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, LinkedIn, podcast, email, or other things? What are you going to do to ensure that you are putting yourself out there and you're starting this marketing regimen so that it works for you? Okay. So definitely let me know if you go and you get the marketing planner, you start using it, come back here, check in with me, all the things. I'd love to know. I'd love to see what you do when it comes to working within the put yourself out there online marketing made easy plan, number one. And of course, number two, I also want to be able to share with you that put yourself out there is an experience. I do have the full put yourself out there marketing plan for you to dig into outside of the one page planner, right? That gets you started, gives you a taste of what it's like and gets you started getting really clear and intentional about what you plan to do as far as your marketing efforts are concerned. Outside of the put yourself out there marketing plan, there is the program so that for 8 weeks, you and I can work on one marketing project per week for 8 weeks. And you have the opportunity of participating in Put Yourself Out There, the program, the 8-week program, either live or on the replay side, right? Which you can learn more about over at success.com/PYOT, which again stands for Put Yourself Out There. And there's also opportunities for you to work with me directly, whether it be one-on-one privately or in person. I am in the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state of North Carolina. So you can meet me in NC and work with me privately. You can meet me virtually over the phone. You can participate in the program or you can DIY and go straight into the put yourself out there marketing plan. All the principles, right? You get the one page absolutely free, but you can grab all the printables and listen to all the training with me as part of the full put yourself out there marketing plan. Okay. So that's it. That's what I wanted to do today. I wanted to kind of give you some direction, support, clarity, and structure when it comes to a marketing plan. Start off with your offers. What are you going to offer to your audience? Don't wait. Create. Start publishing, hosting, sharing, making announcements about all these amazing things that you are doing, and using this hopefully as an opportunity to get clear about how you can work on your content marketing and your business building efforts, sense style. So, okay, boss, that's it for our session today. Hopefully you've gained something, you've learned something, you are ready to do something. Today, that's what I'm here to help you create your amazing. And of course, you know, I'll be right back here real soon with another dose of daily direction. Till then, take care.